Hi, I'm Mike Bain from Christian Voice New Zealand. For centuries, there's been a long-held belief that evil comes from Satan and his band of demons. Hollywood over the years has painted these demons as anti-type angels with venom oozing from every part of the body, and usually they've got a raspy voice for effect. Conspiracy theorists would have you believe, and are right, evil comes from the form of organisations such as the Illuminati, the Freemasons, or other places. I would even venture it comes from within government circles, and from observations in history, that assumption is correct. But if we were looking for evil, let's look in the mirror. There you'll find the person who's capable of it. Not you? Think about it honestly. Are we capable of evil? The answer is yes. But sometimes we just don't know when it could happen. Circumstances change often during the day, and life sometimes shows us no mercy. It can be a traumatic event in our lives where someone or the system has offended us. Out of nowhere comes this feeling that you can't control. You may want to simply curse at another motorist who inadvertently cut you off or got into the park before you. You may even wish harm on another individual who's enraged you. You may well regret your thoughts in an instance, but we are all capable of evil thoughts. Now, I know you're thinking that thinking and acting on those thoughts are different, but really, they're the same. But why do we have these thoughts? How can we control them? Well, first up, let's understand everybody has them. Matthew 15:9 tells us, "For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander." Not for a moment am I suggesting we're at the point where we would act on any of those things I've listed. But we are all guilty of thoughts. But dare I say it, an evil thought is like a planted seed. All it needs is fertilization to make it grow. So what can we do about it? Proverbs 4 says, "Above all else," did you note that? "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Keep your mouth free of perversity. Keep corrupt talk from your lips." And if we do, Paul's words to the people of Philippi should provide comfort that the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Now, the times we're living in are fraught with issues, which we encounter daily. Currently in New Zealand, we have a divided nation, and unfortunately, things will get worse before they'll get better. The mandating of vaccination certificates for citizens, allowing them to live a free and normal life while the doors remain closed to others, is not the Kiwi way. In a country which prides itself on welcoming all and shows compassion to other citizens of the world, I personally cringe when I hear and now see our fellow citizens showing both judgment and discrimination towards one another. Evil presents itself in differing forms in these trying times. We must continue to show compassion and love for one another. We should, as James puts it, not to be discriminatory between ourselves and become judges with evil thoughts.
Thank you for listening. For more information, jump online to christianvoicenewzealand.com.